This module aims to introduce the concept of innovation and explore the principles of responsible innovation. Please think for 1 second about your concept of innovation. Innovation involves turning ideas and inventions into products, services, or processes that create value and have an impact. It's crucial for economic growth, competitive advantage, and societal progress. When discussing innovation, we should think about 3 important characteristics: the level of novelty, the value generated, and the impact. Guus van Wolfen, the author of the book The Innovation Maze, defines innovation as a feasibility-relevant offer, such as a product, service, process, or experience, with a viable business model that is perceived as new and is adopted by customers. This definition emphasizes several key aspects of an innovative offer. Feasibility: the offer must be practical and achievable. Relevance: the offer should be significant and pertinent to the target audience or market. Type of offer: it can be a product, service, process, or experience. Viable business model: a sustainable business model must support the offer, ensuring its success and longevity. Perception of novelty: customers must see the offer as new and innovative. Customer adoption: the ultimate test of the offer's value is its acceptance and use by customers. In summary, a successful innovation is new, relevant, backed by a sustainable business model, and adopted by customers. Now, think for a few seconds about the difference between an invention and an innovation. An invention is something new and does not need to create value to be considered an invention. On the other hand, innovation must create value. So, not all inventions become innovations. Only when an invention is implemented and adopted in a way that creates value also, it can be called an innovation. How do sustainable innovations differ from traditional forms of innovation? Think for a few seconds about it. Traditional innovation often focuses on developing new solutions to increase profits and competitiveness. However, if the focus is only on the economic value, innovations can sometimes lead to negative consequences. For employees, it might mean stressful work environments, job insecurity, or even hazardous working conditions. For the environment, it can result in the overuse of natural resources, pollution, and long-term ecological damage. The concept of sustainable innovation has emerged to counter these negative effects. Sustainable innovation aims to develop improvements that benefit the economy and consider societies and the environment. It means developing new ways of doing business that help protect and preserve natural resources, support healthy and fair working conditions, and contribute positively to communities with a long-term perspective. The key elements of sustainable innovation are developing eco-friendly products and processes, creating solutions that use fewer resources, generate less waste, and are easier to recycle. This could also mean adopting manufacturing processes that reduce pollution and conserve energy. Having social responsibility in mind: ensure that innovations benefit the company, its employees, and the broader community. This involves fair labor practices, supporting local communities, and ensuring that products are safe and beneficial for consumers. Having long-term thinking: focusing on long-term impacts rather than short-term gains is essential. This means considering how innovations will affect future generations and the planet. Collaborate and engage with stakeholders, users, and communities to ensure the development of innovative, relevant, and sustainable solutions. So, innovation is seen as a crucial approach to addressing present and future sustainability challenges. This perspective is reflected in high-level initiatives such as the European Green Deal, the Circular Economy Action Plan, and the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals. These initiatives underscore the importance of developing innovative solutions to foster sustainable growth, promote environmental care, and achieve social impact. Having sustainability as a driver, companies have steps to pursue with specific challenges. The sustainability journey may be triggered by rules and regulations, but evolves to other superior levels of commitment that goes from improving the value chain efficiency, like Cargill and Unilever inducing suppliers to become environment conscious, or improve operations in the FedEx initiative for reducing its dependence on fossil fuels, Or in or even in returns, Cisco found innovative uses of returns products, to name a few examples, to deeper changes and new organizational competencies, rethinking the value proposition of the business and finding innovative ways to deliver value to the customers. The final step implies next practices defying status quo and enabling the development of cross-industry platforms, showing that the process starts from the future, not from the present. The concept of responsible innovation has emerged in the market to promote a more responsible development of innovation. This includes an emphasis on inclusivity for a wider society and ensuring that the results of innovation are ethically acceptable, sustainable, and socially desirable. Therefore, the concepts of sustainable and responsible innovation are closely linked. The first definition of responsible innovation highlights the innovator's involvement in an interactive process, emphasizing not only the desirability of results, but also the means and processes by which they are achieved. Are we always aware of the steps taken to achieve a supposedly noble purpose? Are these means truly noble? What do we mean by acceptability, sustainability, and societal desirability? Acceptability ensures that an innovation is welcomed and appropriate to all stakeholders. Sustainability guarantees that it supports long-term environmental, economic, and social well-being as described in the Sustainable Development Goals. And societal desirability ensures that it aligns with the broader goals and needs of society. The Responsible Research and Innovation, RRI, concept originates in emerging technologies and research ethics in fields such as nanotechnologies or geoengineering. Policymakers and social scientists have predominantly driven it. The European Commission has been promoting RRI by funding projects through the previous and current European framework programs for research and innovation, starting with four fundamental dimensions: anticipation, reflection, inclusion, and responsiveness. The first good practice examples of implementation of RRI in business provide a diverse set of company practices ranging from inclusive governance and a general orientation of company research and innovation towards tackling societal challenges to targeted activities aimed at increasing gender balance or fostering science education. Embedding responsibility in corporate innovation processes has evolved from aiming to implement the RRI concept to extant responsibility concepts such as corporate social responsibility or tangible company practices throughout the innovation process. The use of the simple term responsible innovation, RI, has emerged, which has been used synonymously with the abbreviation RRI. Responsible innovation has process and product dimensions. Processes and outputs have to meet requirements of ethical acceptability, sustainability, and societal desirability. The concept's continuous development led to a common agreement about key aspects, namely in collaborative European projects, where the impact section required the integration of these four dimensions in research and innovation processes should lead towards more responsible innovation output. Dimension anticipation is the ability to foresee results and prepare for future trends, challenges, and opportunities. Reflection is the process of thoughtful contemplation, analysis, and evaluation of the innovation journey. Inclusion ensures that diverse perspectives combat discrimination and ensure all different experiences are actively included in the innovation process. Responsiveness is the organization's ability to adapt and react quickly to changes in the external environment. A complete definition of the other 12 dimensions can be found in this submodule readings. We can put our organizations and departments into responsible innovation test by asking some questions regarding each one of the 16 dimensions, but at the end of the day, it is all about on how well our innovation processes are aligned with sustainability and what are the environmental, social, and economic impacts of our innovations. Companies are being scrutinized for their effects on people and the environment throughout their value chains, extending their responsibility for impact beyond their own operations to supply chains and product use. This includes materials sourcing and procurement, production, transport, and packaging, and lastly, the life cycle effects from the actual use of the product and its disposal or afterlife. The issues range from environmental resource use or emissions into air, land, or water, to effects on human rights, ensuring decent work and health and safety in company production or operations, ensuring an environmentally friendly afterlife of company products, or even the social desirability of a company's products and services. Business responsibility towards society now means both responsible management of business operations, as well as a business responsibility for the impacts of its products and services on people and the environment. This is the basis for Industry 5.0 when compared with 4.0. In any industrial setting, innovation thrives by following these four principles. Technology assessment aims to anticipate the positive and negative impacts of research and innovation, focusing on their effects on consumers, communities, and other stakeholders. Precautionary principle: ensure sustainability by taking responsibility for the consequences of actions, developing risk methodologies, conducting risk research, and identifying knowledge gaps. Innovation governance involves multiple stakeholders, adopts standards and codes of conduct, and applies ethical principles to increase social and ethical reflexivity in research practices. Feedback mechanisms aim to engage stakeholders through responsible governance and public debate, integrating various dimensions for decision-making and sustainability impact assessments. In class, you will analyze some questions about these responsible innovation principles, reflecting on how your innovation processes incorporate them, and identifying areas for improvement.